The Arts District of New Orleans is gearing up for its annual spring art stroll, Jammin' on Julia. The evening art walk kicks off Saturday with new exhibitions, music, and food. Joining me is Jeanette Bone, president of the Arts District New Orleans Association and co-owner of Boyd Satellite Gallery. Welcome back.
Well, hello, Diane. Thank you.
You have been working over the past year to rebrand and expand this art walk, which until last year had been on a short hiatus. When we last talked, your goal was to attract a national audience to the Warehouse Arts District. What are your thoughts a year later? Did you reach your goal?
We have expanded our advertising reach, embracing many of the new businesses and galleries that have come into the neighborhood. So, yes, I think we are moving forward in a very positive way.
What are some of the unique qualities of the Arts District?
Well, we're very aware, having looked at our competitors around the country and locally, as it were, that we're in a very coherent architectural district. There is definitely a personality to the neighborhood. We are also walking distance from each other. There are about 18 galleries, all within a few blocks of each other. People really enjoy that fact that they have a quality experience. And as the area is progressing, there are more and more alternative venues such as cafes, restaurants, bars, a few little boutiques are opening up, which really helps to make it a day out, an alternative to, not instead of, the French Quarter. And people are really delighted by that. They say that they weren't aware of it previously. And once they discover it, it's all been very, very positive.
So what can we look forward to this year?
We are closing off four blocks of Julia Street in order to activate the street and make the journey from one gallery to the other eventful. We have a number of musicians lined up. The new Leviathan Foxtrot Orchestra, who will be playing in the 600 block. Sultan Ishman is a wonderful violin player. He will be towards the 300 block of Julia. The Showtime Brass Band and guest appearance by Mardi Gras Indians will be moving around the four-block stretch. We have Yisrael Trio, Jen Howard, and DJ Hurricane spinning some records. The intention is to attract locals who have not ventured to the Jazz Fest and yet want to be part of the music scene, who will perhaps come a little earlier, and then to catch a number of the Jazz Fest patrons who wish to continue their musical experience and take in some of the contemporary art along the street. All of the galleries will be premiering new shows, which is very exciting. The majority of the galleries are on Julia Street, but we have one or two that are just half a block or a block off Julia Street, and they will be signposted so people can go and take a look at what they have to offer as well.
Now, your gallery is the Boyd Satellite Gallery. What will you exhibit?
We have decided to do a group show highlighting a number of our very accomplished painters. Blake Boyd is an established local artist who works in clay and gold leaf. David Eddington is a very accomplished British painter who used to be based here and is in love with New Orleans, but currently is working out of Los Angeles, but we're very happy to represent his work. Pinckney Herbert should be pretty well known to a number of local people. He's a Memphis painter, very accomplished abstract artist, as is Eva Gergieva, who moved from here several years ago to Los Angeles. So we're very excited to be able to show one of her paintings. Deborah Pelias, another extremely accomplished local artist. We have a couple of her paintings on display. Trey Spiegel from Texas. I think people will really enjoy his whimsical work. And Wendo, who's a young UNO graduate who had our last solo show and did a mural that everyone's in love with. So he will still be exhibiting his mural and a couple of pieces from his previous show. So there is a range of work from cartoons to whimsy to very accomplished abstract art to surrealism for people to enjoy there.
And you have street artists this year.
And the three street artists who are going to be painting live are Harry Lipkiss, Jeremy Payton and the Fat Kids from Outer Space, painting on plywood panels that we will erect, and it's seen as a preview to some of the murals that we are trying to promote to create some permanent visual stimuli within the Arts District area.
So we could one day see these murals on the side of a building in the Arts District.
Yes, not necessarily the ones that will be painted on Saturday, but it gives an idea of the energy and the impact that these kind of paintings can have. So that should help animate the street. That will be in the 400 block of Julia. In the 700 block of Julia, the Arts Council is sponsoring and promoting an art market.
What is your hope for the future of the Arts District?
I think that we're really making good strides towards our goal of becoming an international destination. More and more people are aware that you can spend a really pleasant day or two discovering the Arts District, its food, its music, of course, its contemporary art. And that is something that we are very proud to maintain, that level of engagement with a national and international crowd. I think we're moving towards that. We can only hope that it improves and people, plus the city perhaps, will begin to recognize contemporary art as part of its cultural heritage, not just the music and the food. And we are very excited to be able to make that statement.
Jeanette Bone, president of the Arts District of New Orleans Association and co-owner of Boyd Satellite Gallery, thanks for stopping by.
Diane, thank you so much.
Jammin' on Julia takes place Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. along Julia Street in the Arts District. More info at artsdistrictneworleans.com.